Hi everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the time we are here today. My name is Urvish Acharya. I am into the IT industry since about two decades now. Have experienced to work with defense sector, finance sector. I've also got an opportunity to work with the manufacturing sector, and my forte or my expertise relies specifically on an IT, ITIS, and the other areas of the project management. Happy to be here with all of you. Project management, as we speak today, why do we need a project management? I'm sure during your journey of the personal or professional, you might have done smaller or the larger amount of a project management. Today, what we are going to speak about, and over a due course of our curriculum, we are going to speak about several aspects of the project management. But before we actually go there, I want to ask you, what is the definition of a project according to you? What comes into your mind when you hear the word called project? Project, as we speak, and as you listen across your surrounding, either the government is expanding the roads, or they are building the bullet trains, or maybe the SAP is moving from on-prem to HANA cloud, or maybe some of the infrastructural piece which is currently on the on-prem data center, people are having a project to move onto Azure or AWS or some cloud. All these are an example of the project. Now, what we are going to speak today and the due course is, I will be briefly walking you through on the introduction of the project, why the project is, what the project is, why there are some critical elements are affecting the project. So basically, what are the successful criteria or the scope or whatever the team bandwidth which we look across the project journey. We're going to touch base on. And finally, we are also going to speak about what are the basic responsibilities of the project manager. What are some of the soft skills? What are some of the technical skills a project manager as a person would require? And finally, customer need is something very important. You may be having an internal customers, maybe some of the other department which you're serving, or you're working with any of the consultancy and some external customer is a part of your customer, right? So we're going to speak about all those elements. I would appreciate if you keep a notepad and a pen with you, because during this explanation, we may be discussing a lot of examples, maybe the real life examples, which may be easy or maybe worth for you to make a note of them. Because when you refer to the books and when you study for examination, maybe referring of those examples would be of help. Okay. Let's proceed further. As I mentioned on the project introduction, we'll start with the very basic on the project goal. Now, if I have to ask you that what according to you could be a project goal, think about your own personal travel plan. Maybe you are traveling or you're planning to travel to somewhere in Europe. Okay, maybe you want to cover a couple of countries. Maybe your goal is to either relax or to explore the surrounding, or your goal is to just relax and chill, or your goal is to do some adventurous activities. That is an objective or a goal or a larger spectrum of a life which you are thinking around your travel plan. Similar to that, in an IT nutshell or in any of the project nutshell, you need to have a specific goal and an objective. Now, many a time people get confused, and we will be covering in our future slides that what is the differences between goal and the objectives, right? We will be talking about it, but right now understand that a goal is something which you should have in mind before you start the project. If you have the clear goals, if you have a clear expectation, if you have a clear understanding from the senior leadership or your customer, there are very high chances that you may end up completing the project within time, within frame, and within cost. Okay. Obviously, if the project is running or changing the tracks or getting derailed for some reason, and we are also going to talk about some of those reasons which you should be keeping in mind, you may have an impact on either the cost or the resources and also the time. Very, very important element, guys. So I would clearly encourage all of you to please have the clear project goal, project vision, and project objectives in mind. There is another element called milestones, which I will be explaining in very detail, but that is also a very core element of the entire project management practices. Moving forward is on the project management practices. There may be some tools which you can use. Please keep in mind that even if you are using a spreadsheet or an Excel sheet, that can also be referred as a tool, right? Some tools may be automated, some tools may be manual, some tools may be very rudimentary, or there may not be a tool applicable at all, right? So that also we are going to touch base on. One more element is every project, not necessarily it is important that it will go as per plan you have in mind. There will be and there may be ups and downs depending on the change of the scope, depending on the resource availability, depending on the expertise available with you. There may be ups and downs, right? So sometimes the project may get very, very complicated. Take our own example. Indian government is planning to have the bullet train between Maharashtra and Gujarat. They had never envisaged that the land acquisition in some portion would take a lot of time. Now that derailed the project beyond a point. Take another example of a metro train or metro rail network, something which was not envisaged. Maybe they had not envisaged some of the environmental clearances which they might need, that derailed the project significantly. And obviously, as you might be going through the newspaper and as you might be going through some of the articles, that added the cost of the project and also the lifespan of the project. Let's start with the project definition. Always keep in mind that project is an activity which will have start and an end date. If you are, say, driving a car, that is not a project because it may be a continuous process. Or if you are supporting any operations, maybe any of your friend is working on the ticketing platform or ticketing tool and supporting their customers, that is not a project. Project, please keep in mind that it's always, always, always that you are something creating which is either not new or it's a significant enhancement, right? I mentioned about having a start date and the end date. There is always a scope of shifting your end date because of the several factors which you might come across, but the end objective is to achieve the desired outcome. Take an example of migration of an SAP, on-prem SAP ECC, and I'm using some of the technical jargons, guys, because we are all IT fraternity friends, okay? So if you have the ERP solution, which is an SAP ECC, which is pretty much an on-prem, and you want to move it on to the cloud, or maybe the RISE with SAP or with some of your own Azure or a cloud infrastructure, that has a specific objective to achieve. We'll be talking about it a little more in detail. And the some of the very primary characteristics you should keep in mind, which I would repeat all the time, is have a start in mind and also have an end goal in mind. Start date and end date is very, very, very important. Every milestone will also have a start date and end date. So you have to be very clear on the dates. Maybe there is somebody whom you are responsible for. Maybe your CIO, maybe your CEO, or maybe a project manager himself or herself. You need to have those timelines and you also need to have deliverables in mind when you're starting up with project. Remember that you are always attempting something new. So for example, if the metro station is adding a new station in the same line, that may not be a project. But if they are extending a line beyond a point, that could be a project. Taking another example, that if you are changing your technology or security technology from one endpoint detection and response solution to the other endpoint detection and response solution, or you are having a project saying you want to implement the data leakage prevention practices onto your organization, that could be a project. That's something you are achieving new. It's something new control which you are establishing. Finally, what is expected from you and what you are delivering should also be in sync. Please be mindful to listen to your customer need. As I mentioned before, customer could be your own internal department. Customer could be anybody who is an external department. Customer could be your boss as well. Maybe it is an ask from the boss or the supervisor saying, I want to bring down my ticket count to from say 100 to 95 month on month. Or my customer or my CEO might say that, okay, my IT CSAT should increase by XYZ percent. All these are objectives. So if I have to tell you about the project definition, and I'm sure by now it is very clear into your mindset, and if you have not, I would request you to please make a note of it, is the project is planned, is a set of the interconnected activities. There may be several activities which will be getting you to some specific outcome. So that is the set of activity, and as I again mentioned, that it is every task associated with every dates, which means a period which is associated with it. And obviously, since you are investing your time, since you are investing your resources, there may be some cost associated with it. Your project may not necessarily have only one objective to achieve. It might have several objectives to achieve. And one project may be interlinked with another project, or one task may be interlinked with another task. So always keep in mind that they are series of interrelated components. Now, when I say the interrelated components, not necessarily that every other component would start only after finishing of the previous component. There may be a case that you are running the component or activities or objectives in parallel. And extending the further on the project definitions is the schedule, time, scope, cost, quality. Okay, so all these are very important elements which you should keep in mind, because your project delivery would be measured on all these elements. Your project will never be considered as successful or completed if you have not achieved on all these four or five elements. Project may have several phases, so we might prepare a understanding document, which could be a project initiation phase. We have a detailed slides in a future course of time, but it may have several phases which you might have to go through. It might start with initiation, and it might start with ending of the project, parting and all stuff, right? Your task may be interdependent. And because the task is interdependent, and again, I will give an example. Imagine that you are moving your barcode system from one platform to a different platform. It is a change for the user, right? And if it is a change for the user, there may be some of the smaller elements of your larger activity that, okay, you want to migrate onto a different platform, but you might want to add an element saying that end user awareness or end user training is a part of the subset. That is again considered as a part of your work breakdown structure. You're basically breaking down the larger activities into the smaller ones. Project management, also like how we have the management as a general word saying, I'm managing everything, I'm manager, I'm responsible for this, right? So what basically is the management all about? Management is nothing but to ensure that the things are going as planned. I'm continuously monitoring. I'm continuously updating all the necessary stakeholders time to time. And I am ensuring and I'm owning the end-to-end project activities. Finally, project may have the defined objective, and you might be wondering that why the start date and the end date is coming again and again. It is for the simple reason, as we discussed in the beginning of our presentation, is project will have an end date and has to have an end date, right? So that's why you need to track the progresses accordingly. Now, goals. As I said, goals, visions are generally getting abused, generally getting interrelated. But if I have to just read out the statement which is there in front of you, is goal defines what of a project and are the broad statement of what the project aims to accomplish. Now, goals, please remember, that is always, always, always a high level activity. Now, if I have to say that I want to become about $60 billion company by 2025. Now, that's my larger goal. Okay. And it is very, very associated or aligned with your vision of the company. Maybe the vision of the company would say that I want to be, I want to touch base life of every human. Okay. Now, if that is a broader vision, and if your goal is to achieve about $60 billion company, obviously you will have some set of plans in line. Maybe you would probably open up the new greenfield facility, or you may be extending or expanding your existing facility for the manufacturing base, or maybe you are starting up the new business line, and the examples could be many, right? Goals are more specific than a vision. So vision is again an overarching statement, and your vision is supported by goals, and further your goals will be supported by your objectives. So I would read out the statement which says on the slide is, goals are more specific than a vision statement and typically set by the customers to define the project success. As I mentioned before, my customer, my CEO, my CIO might say that, okay, I want to bring up my IT CSAT by 5%. That is a larger goal. Now, what are the underlying tasks you might have to execute? That can be defined as one of the project in itself. Project may refer only to a particular segment of a project, while the vision encompasses the entire project. The example I gave you, I want to become a $60 billion company. I may have several lines of the businesses, and everybody, all the businesses might work towards the larger vision, and that's why there is a statement that the goals may refer to only a particular segment of the project, while the vision would encompass the entire project. Project goals, further explanation. The term scope, vision, objective, and goals are interchangeable, okay? Multiple things. And some of it has been explained in my previous slide, but let's have a little bit of more examples to make it very clear. Always remember that goals are different from an objective. I explained it to you why they are different from an objective, because the project can have multiple goals, but many objectives per goal. I would repeat, the goals are different from the objective, as a project can have multiple goals, but many objectives per goal. To achieve one goal, I may have to complete multiple objectives. For example, if I have to migrate my end user from Windows 10 to Windows 11, that's a goal I would like to achieve. What are the objectives probably? Objective could be to check whether my existing hardware is supporting, whether my end user is available as and when need, whether my branches have the adequate internet connection or MPLS connection to support that particular migration, right? Project goals should inspire the team, but not the achievable. So goal is generally the generic statement which gives the very much of clarity to the people working on the project, so that to keep them motivated. Some examples included here is improving the productivity and the performance. I told you about the KPIs of increasing of a CSAT, reducing the resource cost. Maybe your plant gateway or your plant gate has manual gate pass entry process. Okay, maybe a truck enters into the facility. They stop at the security gate. They enter all the things manually, and they are allowed to move inside your facility. Now imagine that you want to automate and you want to install the auto boom barrier, right? Which will be a sensor based. Your truck will have an RFID. The RFID will be detected that yes, the truck and the driver is genuine. The moment he is into the vicinity of that boom barrier, the sensor will detect it. The sensor would open. The truck would be let in inside the facility. Once the truck is returning back, probably the same process would follow. All the necessary parameters would be automatically inserted into the SAP and you are done. Basically, you might not need a security guard then. Can I have a scope of reducing the resources? Okay, what is my end goal which I want to achieve? Can I move that resource from the gate to somewhere else? Right, and finally, something you want to achieve. Customer satisfaction is always of the paramount importance. We all know about it. Okay, maybe that is something which you want to achieve as a part of the goal. Some more detailing on the goals, and the goals are a very high level statements. We have spoken about it, and it will define the overall direction. Maybe your company would have the goal saying that I want to become a digital first company, or I want to become the cloud first native company. That could be a very larger goal which you have. Whereas in case of objectives, there are little more specific statements which will tell exactly what needs to be done. What project needs to be implemented. Maybe I want to improve my NIST score or NIST score or a maturity score from current 3 to 5. What I need to do it. Do I need to focus on the restoration part of it? Do I need to focus more on the protection part of it? That can help us in identifying the project which I want to achieve. Objectives are tangible. You should measure. You always have a measurement. I told you about the KPI. I told you about the uptime. I told you about the SLAs. That is something which you can look, see, feel, measure. And finally, it should also have a very, very time specific requirement. Objective should be SMART. We all are aware about SMART. Some of you might be a working professional and might be filling the goals onto your HRMS system year on year. And your HR or your manager would always must be explaining you that your goals should be SMART enough. And when you say your goal should be SMART enough, it should be very, very specific. It should not be vague. If I want to travel from one place to another place, I should be very specific that this is what the path I'm going to take. Very specific. It should be measurable. I should be aware that by implementing this particular ticketing tool, how much automation I'm bringing, or by implementing this particular security solution, how much threat I'm going to stop. Measurable. It should also be achievable. Okay, when I say attainable, it should also be achievable. You cannot have the ambition which you cannot achieve. Maybe you want to move from IPv4 technology to IPv6 technology. Do you have all the means and the reasons and the technologies and the people skills to support that migration? If it is not achievable, then you may end up not meeting your objective. Finally, it should be realistic. I cannot have the unrealistic expectation. I cannot say that my customer CSAT would increase by 50%. If it happens, it's very good, but it should be realistic. And time bound is always occurring again and again. It has to have the time bound objective. Your objective, if it is falling into the SMART criteria, it helps you in maintaining the progress. It helps you in keeping up to the course. It also helps you in comparing your own performance. If you don't have that measurement criteria, probably there is nothing which you can compare with. And your objective should be based on the time you have in hand, the approved budget you have in hand, and obviously the scope you have in hand. Many of you might have an experience in working with some of the big fours. And when I say big fours, I am referring about EY, Deloitte, PwC, KPMG of the world. Now, if you have done a project with them, I'm sure you might have gone through the experience of defining the scope. Now, if you have noticed, they are very, very clear on what exactly the customer needs, and they have a very specific boundary, and they would not go beyond the boundary. Why? Because everything is costing, and everything they have sized depending on the scope which you have agreed to. Project objective. The well-worded objective, if it is more clear, more specific, all the more better. Even if the person changes, you may not be deviating from what you are thinking. So, if the objective is well-worded, you may have a very high chances of getting it successful. Some of the examples given here is the projects with the specific goals and measurable objectives provide opportunities to track the progress in every phase of the project. Objectives to support your project goals should be based on the constraint of time, cost, and the scope. We have spoken about it. Moving on to some of the comparison between the goals and objective to have a little more clear idea. As you see on the left hand side, goal is a little bit more generic. The example given here is provide excellent customer service. Now, if that is the goal which I want to achieve, link it with the example which I gave you on improving of a CSAT. What are the objectives I would need to achieve? Maybe one of the objectives could be to reduce the customer waiting time by less than 1 minute. You might have called to your banking customer care. You might have called to Amazon of the world, okay? And you as a customer won't like to wait beyond a point, right? You may not like to have the message saying that all our customer representatives are busy. You can leave a message and they will call you back. I don't think you would appreciate the fact. So can I reduce the time by 1 minute? It's a specific objective I want to achieve. The another objective supporting that goal would be to improve the productivity of each customer service executive by 20%, that each one handles 50 customers per day. Now, if you want to achieve this particular objective, what you will exactly have to do? Probably there is a specific piece of a training which you have to give, or maybe you want to educate or you want to improve the software which your customer representatives are using, because remember, you want to increase their efficiency by 20%. The other example given as an of a goal is open a new manufacturing division in India. Now, if it is talking about open a new manufacturing division, which means which could be a factory in India, why it is mentioned as a goal? Because it might have the larger vision to support. I told you, some of the very larger vision could be I want to be a part of every household of the country, or I want to become a $60 billion organization. And for that, I probably need to have a goal saying that, okay, I will probably have to have a one new greenfield factory setup. Now, to achieve that particular goal of a new greenfield factory setup, what you will have to do? Obviously, you have a timelines to meet, because it talks about probably opening a factory within or before the financial year of that specific year. What you will have to do it? You'll probably have to obtain the permissions, license, the land acquisitions, etc. by specific date. You might also have to plan the structure, the building by so and so date. And again, there may be some of the very subtopics, and maybe you have to source your partner, maybe you have to source your material, maybe you have to source some other vehicle or something to support this particular ambition, right? Circling back on the topic, you always have a vision, which is generally set by the senior leadership, probably chairman of the company. Based on the visions, you have specific goals, which are again more generic in nature. And finally, you would have an objectives to support your goal and hence your vision. Some more examples on goals versus objective, just to be absolutely sure on what we are talking about. Some characteristics, if you look at the table below, goals are generic, whereas objectives are very specific. goals could be intangible. You may not be able to measure, you may not be able to see those goals. But when you talk about objective, they are measurables. You clearly see the outcome of improvement of the customer CSAT. Your goals are broad, obviously, because they are generic, and your objectives are a little narrow because you are more specific. Goals will be abstract, whereas in case of objective would be very, very concrete, because remember, objective has a timelines to achieve. And when you have a timelines to achieve, you need to have the concrete plans. Finally, your goals are on the strategic directions, always a long term, and your objectives could be tactical in nature. Any of the objective which you might have decided, maybe you want to improve the endpoint security. Maybe you want to restrict the vendors' partners when they are connecting from their unsecured laptops. That could be an objective. And again, you have specific time there. And again, it is going to support your larger goal.